We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in turn on the news, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in turn on the news each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
And then I just, there's good news. Good evening.
It is time for the letter of the day. And today's letter is the letter
Q. Exactly. Q.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, don't you know about the bird? Well, everybody knows that the bird is a winner. Well, the bird.
Big Bird is causing a stir.
Big Bird announced he was getting vaccinated against COVID.
Big Bird got his COVID shot over the weekend.
Big Bird announces he's been vaccinated.
Big Bird got the jab.
Does Rosita have a boo-boo?
Oh, no, Amica, this is from my COVID vaccine. My mommy and my papi took me to get it this morning.
Oh, Rosita, that's great. Getting the COVID vaccine is a great way to stay healthy.
See, my mommy and my papi said that it will help keep me, my friends, my neighbors, my abuela, all healthy.
Your parents are absolutely right. You know, COVID vaccines are now available for children 5 years and older. And the more people who get them, the better we're going to be able to help stop the spread of COVID and keep everyone healthy.
You know, my granny bird says that since I'm 6 years old, I can get the vaccine.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Big Bird.
But, well, I have a lot of questions. Like, what is a vaccine? And does it have to be a shot? And will I still need to wear my mask?
That's the thing about the modern Republican Party. They just make everything exhausting. It's so hard to follow their insane voter fraud claims or their latest culture war obsessions. Every day, it seems like we have to endure one dumb culture war controversy after another. And that's before we even get to the war on Christmas, because you know it's coming. When Trump was president, they claimed Christmas was saved. But now the Democrats are in charge again. You know they're going to find some school district somewhere that calls them holiday decorations instead of Christmas decorations, and Jeanine Pirro is going to spend the entire hour in her show rage-guzzling two bottles of Charles Shaw. She probably calls him Chuck. We had to endure one nauseatingly stupid culture war controversy after another, like when conservatives started whining about potato head pronouns or said Joe Biden was going to steal your hamburgers, or when they lost their minds over the Dr. Seuss estate voluntarily pulling a few books from publication that no one cared about anyway.
Say goodbye to your burgers if you want to sign up for the Biden climate agenda.
Americans would have to cut red meat consumption by a whopping 90%.
He wants to cut out 90% of the red meat that you all eat.
First, they outlawed Dr. Seuss, and now they want to tell us what to say.
Look out, Mr. Potato Head, you're next.
They want to cancel the Muppets. They want to cancel Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head.
You see, last week they tried to cancel Kermit the Frog and Mr. Potato Head. You see that?
This week alone, they canceled Mr. Potato Head. Week alone, they canceled the Muppets. They're canceling Dr. Seuss.
All right, first of all, Mr. Potato Head isn't canceled. He was just on TV. Obviously, none of that stuff was canceled or outlawed, but they have to keep the culture wars burning because they have nothing else to talk about. So every week it's something new. Potato Head, Dr. Seuss.
They want to cancel the Muppets.
Looney Tunes. And now, like clockwork, the right has come up with their next culture war target, Big Bird.
Big Bird and the backlash that the Sesame Street character is getting from some Republicans after tweeting he got the COVID shot over the weekend.
The Sesame Street character, who is 6 years old on the show, posted about getting the vaccine after the Pfizer shot was approved for kids as young as five.
Big Bird is literally hawking an unnecessary vaccine for children.
I know.
Big Bird is literally encouraging children to take a vaccine scientifically that they do not need.
A lot of propaganda about the vaccines being not directed to the parents, not information given to parents so they can make that decision, but really getting it directly to the kids in some really creepy ways, including Sesame Street.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz responded to Big Bird's tweet saying, government propaganda for your five-year-old.
Oh my God, so in the end it turns out they were the ones who
canceled the Muppets.
Canceled the Muppets. Canceled the Muppets.
I have to admit, it's a tough one. I mean, who are you going to side with? A beloved and iconic children's character, widely celebrated for over a half a century by people of all ages and backgrounds from all parts of the world, or a widely disliked wannabe werewolf with the charm of a serial killer and the voice of a dying barn owl who was once called Lucifer in the flesh by one of his fellow Republicans after another fellow Republican joked he was so unpopular you could murder him and get away with it. It could be either way. I don't know.
My question is, my granny bird said that I might get the vaccine. And, well, what is a vaccine?
Think about it like this, Big Bird. Your body has a lot of these teeny tiny helpers that are there to protect you. What the vaccine does is train those helpers to fight the virus. That way, if you ever get COVID germs, your body knows just what to do to beat it. And that can help you from getting sick. You know, you've been getting all kinds of vaccines since you were a little bird, probably.
We checked, and there was a time, and thankfully it all worked out okay. I don't want any kids to get concerned, but there was a time that within the Sesame Street universe, he contracted birdie pox. And for Ted Cruz and his followers, if they're listening, you should keep in mind that with the proper care and going to the right medical experts, because doctors have something to offer at times like this, faced with those birdie pox, Big Bird did make a full recovery.
I wish that all my birdie pox would go away now. I wish the green dots weren't there anymore. Oh, look. They're still here, Snuff. Look. I don't think I'm ever going to get better.
Oh, Big Bird, of course you're going to get better. But it's just a matter of time. Oh, look!
What?
I can't believe it. Your birdie pox are starting to go away right now.
Wow.
Oh,
I'm all better.
Yes.
I knew I'd get all better.
Republicans and anti-vaxxers are furious that Big Bird got a COVID vaccine. This is the craziest anti-vax Muppet outrage since they claim Pfizer gave Swedish Chef giant meatballs.
Bork, bork, bork.
Last week, the CDC approved the vaccine for kids 5 to 11.
These go to 11.
Now, to encourage kids to get their shots, beloved TV characters for children have been doing some public health promos. And Saturday, Big Bird tweeted, I got the COVID-19 vaccine today. My wing is feeling a little sore, but it'll give my body an extra protective boost that keeps me and others healthy. Great tweet. Senator Cruz, how should I put this? Our show tonight is brought to you by the letters F and U. I'm surprised Cruz is at odds with Big Bird here. They have so much in common. When it gets cold, they both fly south. And it wasn't just Ted Cruz. One state senator from Arizona tweeted, Big Bird is a communist. Okay, that's actually true. Big Bird is supposed to be a six-year-old, and they're all communists. They don't own any property. The community pitches in to support them, and they say everything that you own is theirs. Now, never, never to be outdumbed, Here's Fox News.
Big Bird is literally hawking an unnecessary vaccine.
The whole thing is so ineffective. It's so stupid.
The truth is, if that show was real, Big Bird would be shamed right now for not having his or, you know, vaccination yet.
If that show was real, we'd have much bigger problems. There's a monster living in a trash can. A little red furry guy is asking strangers to tickle him. And Ernie keeps waking up his husband with trumpets and livestock.
Ted Cruz, you need to calm down. Right? 5-year-olds aren't even gonna see Big Bird's tweet. 5-year-olds aren't on Twitter. They're on TikTok. And honestly, I'm surprised Ted Cruz is even going hard after Big Bird, considering how much they have in common. I mean, they both desperately want to fly, but they can't. This whole thing is such a double standard, right? People are upset about Big Bird getting the vaccine, but no one cares about all the hormone injections that they've been giving him to make him as big and delicious as possible when they eventually eat him. I mean, I will say, though, Big Bird getting vaccinated is not an effective way to convince people to get the shot. If they really want to convince kids, they should have killed one of the Sesame Street characters with COVID. Yeah, kids remember that. The Count should be there on his deathbed like,
"The vaccine could have saved me, but it's too late now. How many regrets do I have? 1 regret. 2 regrets. Ah, ah, ah."
This is how they think. If the government says it, it's propaganda. If Congress does it, it's socialism. If the executive branch does it, it's fascism. If the president says it, he's a dictator. And if the media says it, it's fake news. The elections are rigged, the deep state runs the world, and Big Bird is working for Merck now. And it's interesting because not only is Ted Cruz vaccinated himself, Ted Cruz was born with an immunity that protects him from contracting any friends. But the truth is, I think maybe Ted's still sore about Big Bird's most recent book, Big Bird Visits Cancun to Find Ted Cruz's Balls. Spoiler alert, he never finds them, so.
There's a word I came up with today. Uh-huh. I can hardly say it, but I think you'll know what it means.
Well, why don't you tell me? Maybe I can help you.
Well, it's quite a word. Are you ready to hear it?
Sure.
Okay, listen to this. Absolutely stupidest tool in all Texas. It's the word that most appropriately fits. Absolutely stupidest tool in all Texas. You don't quite do him justice with Justin Witt. He's got me, Big Bird, confused with Big Brother, when really he's the big regret if you just ask his mother. Absolutely stupidest tool in all Texas. Now I don't mean to wallow in the mud, but I just thought of another word for Ted Cruz. He's a total sniveling bearded little
C is for censored.
Who is the one changing and who's consistent? On this one, Sesame Street has been pretty consistent. Big Bird's touted vaccines since the 70s.
Something's going on down at the store. I wonder what's... It's kind of funny. I mean, it's strange. I mean, there's all kinds of people and they're all in a line and they don't look like they're buying candy. And there's a sign that says, "Don't wait, vaccinate."
I have one more question.
Oh, sure, Big Bird. What's that?
Well, I'm a little scared to get the shot because I don't like needles. Will it hurt?
Oh, it's okay to be scared and to have some of those big feelings, Big Bird. Can I tell you something? I'm a grown-up and I don't really like needles either. In fact, even as an adult, I don't like to look when the doctor puts that shot in my arm.
You don't have to go very far to see how this constant drumbeat from people like Ted Cruz, specifically, and others, has had and can have huge repercussions. From the New York Times, quote, in October, 25 out of every 100,000 residents of heavily Trump counties died from COVID, more than three times higher than the rate in heavily Biden counties, 7,800. There's also data suggesting that 40% of Republican adults remain unvaccinated, where only 10% of Democratic adults. And again, I don't want to, like, get into a, like, this is some sign of the superior virtue of one set of people or other, or these people are pro-science or these people are anti-science. But there's a very real thing that's happened in this country. Like, it really is a real thing, and it has had, it has cost tangibly in a way that is very rare in governing, like, just a number of lives that did not have to die.
And now it's time for politics and punditry from the Eagle's Nest.
Good day. I am Sam Eagle, and let's talk politics. Our distinguished panel today includes Messrs. Andy and Randy Pig.
Hey, wait, you are a...
No, you're a...
You're a double with a on top.
I am not.
You are a...
Will you please stop that? Our topic today is taxes. What is your opinion of the new tax bill?
My name isn't Bill.
Yeah, why are you calling him Bill? His name is Randy.
I'm not Randy, I'm Andy.
Good, then I must be Bill.
No. A tax bill in the house.
Why do you want to attack Bill in his house?
That's telling him, Bill.
Yeah, thanks, Bill.
And they say purgatory doesn't exist.
They want to cancel the Muppets.
Thanks for the songs on Big Bird Tweets Back, from Husker Du, The Trashmen, Eddie Floyd, Bobby Day, and the B-52s, and thanks for the clips and excerpts from Big Bird, Stuart Varney, Sanjay Gupta, Erica Hill, Rosita, Seth Meyers, Jim Jordan, Matt Geetz, Donald Trump Jr., Ari Melber, Stephen Colbert, Nigel Tufnel, Trevor Noah, Jimmy Kimmel, The Late Show, Chris Hayes, and Sam the Eagle.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.